Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My guest today is Tracy Dews, and she believes that optimal health is a fundamental right for all humanity, not just a privilege for a select few. She's helping people look and feel their best, and that has been Tracy's lifelong mission. Growing up in a missionary home cultivated her profound sense of compassion and her desire to help others. By the time she was 15, Tracy had already begun her undergraduate education in medicine. At 16, Tracy shadowed a missionary doctor working in an indigenous village in Guatemala, where she gained hands-on surgical and medical training. The time she spent there opened her eyes, her heart, and ultimately changed her life. Tracy decided to forego a traditional allopathic career in favor of one that focused on regenerative care and education. Now, on today's episode, we are going to be diving in on particularly water, hydration. This is a focus for Tracy, so we are going to be understanding all about this area and how this can impact your sleep. So let's dive in. Now, before we get into the podcast, I do want to take a quick minute to give a shout out to our sponsor, BetterHelp, or as I like to call it, a therapist in your pocket. It's the exact app that I used when I was going through my really challenging period of insomnia while traveling overseas. And the ability to maintain a consistent therapist in real life was just really not an option for me since we were jumping around from country to country. So the ability to, with using my phone, have video calls weekly with my therapist, I was paired with I connected with a great therapist right off the bat, but I do know other people who have been able to kind of shop around with some of the therapists on that app until they find a great fit for them. And in between those calls, one of the things that I found was really helpful is that you can also send voice notes, text messages, images in between that, you know, longer weekly video call so that you do have this really very real ongoing connection and support that I certainly, at least in my experience, hadn't felt with real life therapists that I had used in the past. And also the pricing structure is much more competitive than a lot of the real life therapists that you can come into contact with. So I found it to be a lot of benefits. I recommend it to a lot of people that are just kind of going through struggles in their life or just simply want to be able to up level and bring in that level of reflection and awareness into their life about what's both working and not working. And you can certainly cancel at any time. And for our sleepy community, the BetterHelp company has hooked us up with 10% off. If you go to betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill, again, betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill. And welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. Tracy, I am so grateful that you're able to take the time to speak with us today on the topic of hydration and sleep.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Molly. I'm super excited to be on your show because hydration plays a huge role in getting quality sleep. So thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I am really excited to dive in with you. We were sharing before hitting record, just the very synergistic way that we got to connect and, you know, really just so curious to dive in more and provide the listeners with some real practical takeaways in this conversation around hydration and sleep. So I'd love to start at the beginning with you and just understand more about your origin story and how you got into this realm, how you became a hydration expert.
Yeah, that's a great question, Molly. You don't wake up one day and just say, hey, I think I want to be a hydration expert.
Exactly. I love it.
That's what I want to grow up and be someday. You know, I was dreaming about it since I was a little girl. No, I have been fascinated with medicine and science since I was 15. At 15 and a half, I started pre-med and went on my journey with the whole medical program. I actually got to shadow a doctor in an indigenous village for a summer and do a lot of allopathic work. And I learned that through that journey that I really wanted to work with preventative care, learning how to prevent people from getting sick as opposed to treating them when they were already ill. So I changed from allopathic into going to herb school and then eventually going to get my PhD in integrative medicine. And we have a clinic here in San Diego. It's called the Sanctuary Wellness Experience. And I've been seeing people there for about 11, 12 years. And what I noticed about the body was that we'd go into all these deep rabbit holes trying to help people get better. And when we just took people back to the basics of sunlight, grounding, hydration, I started to notice that people were, their own bodies were healing themselves. They didn't need all these supplements. They didn't need as much of the intervention. Their cells, our cells, have an innate intelligence that know exactly what to do and how to heal our own bodies, no matter how deep the disease or whatever they have going on in their body. The body knows what to do. And so what we do in functional medicine is we remove the obstacles for healing. And when we can do that, the body heals itself. So what I started to discover was when we took people back to these basics, they got better. But then I realized, oh my gosh, 98.9% of the molecules in our body are water molecules. And so I wanted to learn more about water. And I started looking for podcasts on water and trying to see like who's the expert on water. And there was really nobody that was focusing on that. So I said, I want to start focusing on this because this is an area that people need to understand, because it's not just drinking adequate amounts of water is going to hydrate your cells. There's so much more that goes into it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're exactly the right person to fill this void and to help us kind of connect the dots with this topic, because I do know there's so many questions in this area, but also so many non-questions, so many that it's not even on the forefront for people, of that this is something that will make a real difference in this problem. Of course, in the conversation around sleep, is when people are coming to sleep as a skill, they have it that there's just one problem, which is help me sleep or help me improve my sleep. And often what we find with that topic is that there's so many of these root causes. And I think you're really pointing to something so clear, that that's one of the things we find again and again, is that it's some of these basic things can make such a profound difference. And I love that you're also pointing to that it doesn't have to be about fill the medicine cabinet with supplements. That's not necessarily the alternative route to allopathic medicine. It doesn't mean, okay, now functional medicine is all about, you know, spending a lot of money in that arena. Now there might be a time and a place, but starting at ground zero on what there is to make a difference. So I'm wondering if you could help us understand this topic of hydration. You made that great point that so much of our body is constituted with water. And so what is missing from just some of the basic recommendations around, you know, 8 glasses a day and this, that, and the other? What are we not making the connection with for the average person on what they can do to make a difference around their hydration?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we would start with the type of water you're drinking. And then to activate hydration, there's a lot of different things we can do, like getting adequate amount of sunlight, grounding to the earth, like walking on the beach, the wet sand, barefoot, movement, getting adequate sleep. Those things play a role in intracellular and extracellular hydration. But I'd like to start with just talking about basic water. At home, most people understand that it's important to clean the chemistry of the water. You want to be drinking chemically clean water free of contaminants. That's important. And I think most people get that. That's why a lot of people choose to drink bottled water over tap water, because it's common knowledge. But where I think we're missing is, first of all, when you're cleaning the chemistry of the water, not all water filters are created equal, for one. And then two, certain water filters take out the minerals in the water, which are essential for the cell to be able to adequately and efficiently uptake that water into the cell. So there's two parts, and then there's, well, there's three parts. And then the third part is the bioenergetics of the water, which we can go into.
So well said. Okay. I'm really so excited to go in deeper with you on this topic of hydration, because I will speak with different clients and we'll discuss hydration, right, as it relates to their sleep. And one, they're not making the connection of why that this is important to begin. And two, then they'll say, oh, I got that covered. I drink water all day long. Not a problem. What are we not conveying, or what are we not getting in that traditional viewpoint of what it takes to be properly hydrated?
Yeah, that's a great question, Molly. So a lot of people are drinking enough water. You know, when we grow up, we're usually taught you should get your 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. And I think people are really good. Most people are trying really hard to take care of themselves and drink the right amount of water. The thing that I feel that we are missing or haven't been taught is that the type of water that we drink really matters. And if all of us lived near a mountain spring, that would be so epic. If we could just draw from living, moving water that's full of minerals and alive and imprinted with the living vibrations of the earth and those gemstones, the rock that the rock formations of the water comes through, because water is a source receiver of everything that it comes in contact with. So when water is moving and coming through those gemstone rocks, it is being filled with energetic properties that are very healing to ourselves. They're sending information to ourselves that we're not getting when we drink that tap water. So we're missing that bioenergetic information. What we're getting instead is the information of the pipes that it's come through, the pharmaceuticals that the water's come in contact with, the contaminants the water's come in contact with, the whatever that it's come in contact with that hasn't been healthy. That information is still in the water and it's sending a message to ourselves. So when we look at water, it's important to not just look at the chemistry of the water, but also the physics of the water, the bioenergetics of the water. Those are important aspects that I feel get overlooked.
So well said. Yeah, there's so much to think about and to really reframe on this conversation. And there's an opportunity to turn over this rock a little bit more around what is possible if we are properly hydrated and all the amazing benefits that can come on the other side of that. And certainly in this conversation, as it relates to some of the most basic of functioning of, say, our hormonal properties and leading to and lending us to get great sleep in the evenings. So as far as if we're all in alignment that, okay, there's more to this conversation, then where do you think is the best place for people to begin to start kind of re-examining their relationship to water, kind of doing a water audit of what they have right now, and then where they could begin to up level and take on this skill set of great hydration?
All right. So I'm going to say something that's going to sound so odd, but it doesn't even have anything to do with drinking water. I think the place that we can start that can be the most powerful is our thoughts, because our thoughts send a frequency to our body. And if we look at the biochemistry of our body, 98.9% of the molecules in our body are water molecules, and they're receiving all information of the frequencies that they come in contact with. And the frequencies of our brain are so dynamic, so powerful, and have this power to transmute any frequency that's already within our body. So in order to be dynamically healthy and at that elite level, we need to be thinking elite level thoughts.
So love that. That's tweetable.
Even beyond the water that we're drinking, let's start with our thoughts. Our thoughts can affect the hydration in our body. And then I would go on to say, after we get a hold of taking inventory of our thoughts, the gratitude, the emotions, then we can go into the water and look at, is the chemistry of the water correct? And then looking at the physics of the water. So let's start with the chemistry. When you take water from the tap, as we know, most of the water from the tap isn't chemically ideal. So what I like to do is use a reverse osmosis system or water distillation to remove all the chemical contaminants from the water. My favorite type of reverse osmosis system is an AquaTrue system, because that system doesn't have a tank. If any of your listeners have children or they are personally immune compromised, you do not want to be drinking water out of a reverse osmosis system that has a holding tank. The holding tank, if you think about it, it's in a dark, wet space. That how often is that tank fully cleared where there's no water in it? Probably not for years, because what happens is that holding tank holds water, and then each day more and more water is getting put on top of the water that's already sitting there. So you open up that holding tank and it's a microbiologist's nightmare. You don't even want to look at it. It's scary. But most people don't know it's in there because it's dark and hidden and it's under the sink. But if you are immune compromised, you are especially going to be affected in a negative way by the organisms that are growing in that holding tank. So I really like the AquaTrue because it makes the water instantly, and then you just use it as you need it. But it is a reverse osmosis system, and it is getting rid of the chemical contaminants in the water. So chemically, we want to clean our water, get rid of that. But then when we clean the water and we have this really pure water, it's so pure that our cells have difficulty drawing the water into the cell and getting intracellularly hydrated, because we need that osmotic balance between the extracellular fluid and the intracellular fluid. And our extracellular fluid has minerals in it. And so in order to get it into the cell, we need to have minerals in the water. It is essential. The minerals help hydrate us. Without minerals, we cannot properly hydrate. And in our commercial farming, even organic, we're not getting all of the trace elements that our body needs. Our blood plasma is identical to the mineral profile in the ocean. So if you look at the ocean's mineral profile and what our blood plasma actually should look like, it's identical. So I love to get minerals from the ocean. There's these minerals called quinton minerals, and they have all 78 trace elements in them that feed our body so that our bioelectrical system has that full charge and it's fed. So I put those minerals into my reverse osmosis water to help give it a structure. Then now we want to look at the physics of the water, the bioenergetics of the water. I've cleansed the chemistry of the water, but it's been imprinted with all of the information it's come in contact with through those pipes and the whole journey that it's taken to get to me. So what I like to do is vortex the water to remove any imprint that has been put into that water, cleanse it, and then the vortexing brings back that energetic imprint of life, of movement, into the water. So when I put it in my body, now I have this chemically clean water. It's chemically clean. It's filled with minerals that are electrolytes that are going to charge that bioelectrical system in my body, as well as sending a message to every single cell that this is living water that is clean and pure. And that's the best water you can drink.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, because that sounds incredible. And then what does that process look like on a day-to-day basis? So you've already got the system. So a lot of it's kind of the prep work of getting yourself investing in reverse osmosis water, and then ensuring you have quality minerals that you're putting back into that water, and then utilizing that vortex method. What does the vortex method look like for people that maybe this is all new to them? How do they do that?
Yeah, there's many methods to vortexing the water. There's a lot of things on the market that are kind of pseudoscience too. So you really want to understand it, so you're not just buying something that's not doing anything for you. The one that I really like to use, there's a couple I like to use, but my favorite one is the UMH device. It comes from, it's an Austrian company, German design. And there's a lot of clinical research backing their design. It's beautiful too. It's 24 karat gold plated, has all the crystals inside. And
oh, wow.
It's Fibonacci sacred geometry to vortex the water. It's amazing. It's, you start using it and it speaks for itself, you will feel the difference. Once your body, your cells get hydrated, your joints start to feel juicier, you're sleeping better, you have more energy, you realize your mood is enhanced, your weight starts to level off, and everything in your body starts to change. Since we are mostly water molecules, if we are paying attention to that, we're going to notice yes. that everything in our body starts to change. And I just get so excited about this. I could talk about it all day forever because it's amazing. It's so dynamic. Water is, it's life. It's everything. We are made so much of water. And so it's a topic that if we start to think about it more and invest in it more, we're going to notice that our lives are going to improve in a really powerful way, that we don't have to spend all this money on supplements and all of these extra things. Those are fun. I take tons of supplements. I love supplements. But once I got my water right, I didn't need them like I thought I did.
So well said. Oh my gosh. And I love your passion on this topic. It's just, you know, reverberating. And so, okay. So now you've helped create for us this kind of blueprint that we can begin to see could be a whole new way to relating to our water. And then could you help us break down some of these other elements that you might see your favorite biohacker utilizing? They've got deuterium depleted water. We've got the red lights. We got, you know, what is all this? How does that relate to water? Is that important? Help guide us on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's so many fun things you can do with water. Like I mentioned before, water is the source receiver of all information it comes in contact with. So playing sound bowls, like triple alchemy sound bowls over your water, can imprint the most vibrant healing frequencies into your water. Singing over your water, praying over your water. Dr. Emoto did a lot of research that really showed us how water receives that information. It's just so exciting because, like I also said, our bodies are made of so many water molecules that if we sing over our own body, humming, singing, playing triple alchemy bowls, that's healing all of the water molecules in our body, sending a message to those molecules. So biohackers, people that are into health and wellness, they're, you know, experimenting with water and experimenting with all of the magical things that can happen when you play with it. Let's go into deuterium depleted water. I'm so glad you brought that up because it's something that I have been exclusively drinking for the last 3.5 months. And deuterium depleted water is water that is depleted of deuterium. Deuterium is the heavy isotope of hydrogen. And since it is a heavy isotope, it's D2O. So in all water that we drink, there are molecules of H2O, D2O, and HDO in the water that you're drinking. So if you have a glass of water, those are the molecules that are going into your body. The problem with the D2O molecules is that they're very heavy, and they're heavy on the nanomotors in your mitochondria. So think of your mitochondria, it has these little nanomotors inside of it, and it's breaking the nanomotors. Those nanomotors are breaking because it's too heavy. And the mitochondria is our energy source, right? That's where ADP, ATP production comes from. So if we're losing mitochondria, we're having mitochondrial damage because of this D2O. It's aging us, it's increasing aging, it's slowing down our life force, our energy source. We're dying earlier. They've looked at people that live in places where the deuterium levels are much lower than they are here. Right here where we live in the United States and most parts of the world, it's 150 ppm of deuterium in all water. So most of our biochemistry has 150 parts per million of deuterium. When they've looked at people that have lived in places with like 120 parts per million, even 130 parts per million, they are living longer and their quality of life is much better than ours is. So deuterium is huge, and it's something that we're just really starting to pay attention to now, or it's becoming more mainstream. And so I've been doing it, and personally, I would say that I have more energy. I've also been noticing things happening inside my body, like just strange little things, like, you know, you have this like little freckle or birthmark on your body, and it's like all of a sudden it's starting to disappear and having more energy, things that it's just like, whoa, what's going on? You know, your skin starts to get softer, and it's fun. I'm having a lot of fun experimenting with deuterium depleted water.
That's amazing. And I love that you are sharing and bringing everyone along for the ride as you're experimenting with your own levels of hydration and understanding. And so what does it look like to, what is the acquisition process of this? Are you creating it yourself through some of the longer, or are you purchasing it? How do you go about getting that? And if the average person wanted to go along on that experiment with you, what would that, what are some steps that they could take?
Yeah, so it's not mainstream right now. It's very difficult to get deuterium depleted water. There are people that are claiming they have deuterium depleted water. And when you say deuterium depleted, I guess you could say that even if it's like depleted one part per million, right? But I'm drinking water that's 10 parts per million. And there's only one place in the world that I know of that that has the ability to deplete the deuterium to that level, and that's in Russia. And so this water that we're drinking is being shipped over from Russia to the United States. So it's not even something that is made in the United States right now. It's a very intricate process to deplete the water of deuterium.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, if you try to find it online, and I've had a couple clients that have, you know, taken the steps to Google and try to figure out some of the ways that they can get their hands on, you know, testing out this themselves. And there's seems to be confusion at the moment as to who to trust. And then there's also reports of that you can make your own, and it's this multifaceted process where you're freezing things and then draining things out and freezing more.
The ice cube.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're going to deplete it one part per million, like I said, but it's just not worth the work.
Got that. Okay.
If you really want to get your deuterium levels lower, you're going to need to start drinking deuterium depleted water that's truly deuterium depleted. So like I said, I'm drinking 10 parts per million. That's a significant jump from the water that comes from the tap. That's probably about 150 parts per million.
Wow. Okay. And then the source from Russia, is that like a source that we could look into? Have they gotten to?
Yeah, I can put a link of where people can get the water. There's only enough for about 20,000 people in the world right now to consume it. There's not enough supply for everybody to have it. And it is, it's an investment that you make in yourself. It's not something that's cheap, and it's also not something you want to just try. Oh, I just want to drink a couple of bottles, because it's not going to do anything for you. You need to really start drinking it for the rest of your life. It's the only water I drink. I now make all my food at home, my own soups, because if you think about it, everything has water in it, right? Soups, beverages, nut milks, all of those things I make. Luckily, I did all of this before I started drinking deuterium depleted water. I've always made my own nut milk. I've ate at home pretty much 90% of the time. I have my own garden and food, and I sustain everything here. But for people that eat out, drink out beverages out at places, get coffee different places, it's going to be really hard to maintain that lifestyle. So it's a commitment. It is literally like, I'm committing to my health, I'm committing to my life, and I'm real OG about this. This is like my life. And so, you know, I'm the water queen. This is my life. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to do this because, first of all, I want to share what it does for me so that I can have that anecdotal experience to share, as well as I just want to know. I'm curious.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I have so many questions. Okay. So then even just as you touched on, because you make a fantastic point, when I think there's so many topics that many of us are not thinking about as regularly as certainly as you're thinking about it. I love that you mentioned the nut milks and the coffees. And I'm sure too, being mindful of some of these things that can actually deplete our hydration, like the caffeinated products and what have you. Is that something that you also advocate that we really think twice about ingesting on a regular basis?
Yeah, I love that question. A lot of people love their coffee in the morning and their green tea, and you know that it is dehydrating. It does dehydrate the body. I've been one of those humans that's super strange, and I never drank caffeine. I never had an interest in it. And so I'm really sensitive when I do drink it. And when I drink even green tea, I can see in my face how it changes, like how my face looks. It doesn't even look as full or plump or hydrated. I was looking at a picture of myself. I had gone to this birthday party and I drank 2 cups of green tea. And I was like, wow, my face looks so different. I look tired. I don't look as vibrant. And so, yeah, I mean, personally, I can see a difference when I drink caffeine. Absolutely.
Wow.
But some people, you know, they love it. And I'm not going to say don't drink it. I mean, come on. If that brings so much joy to your life, and I know that coffee brings so much joy, and it's a place that people connect and commune, and it's like, it's a lifestyle. So I wouldn't say that you can't drink it. It's just, how are you going to offset that? Are you getting enough minerals? And are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sunlight? Are you getting enough grounding, enough moving, getting all those things that are helping augment hydration on the back end? Then if you are, you're, you know, it's fine. It's just, it's opportunity cost, right? I don't see it ever being dogmatic about anything. You can't do this. You have to do that.
Right.
Everyone's unique. Everyone's life is unique. And we're all going to make those choices of what feels right for us. But yeah. Caffeine does make a difference for sure.
Yes. No. And it's so well said. And also, because I love that you're making this point that this is really a lifestyle that you've committed to, and you're really helping to illustrate what's possible for all of us if we were to up level our relationship to hydration. So one, acknowledging you for doing that, because that's fantastic. I can't think of many other people that are making such a commitment or declaration around that. So that's fantastic. And then of course, some of these other things around kind of trendy biohackery things, when you'll see people use red light along with their water, could you share with us if that's a must, or if that, what the thought process is behind that, and if that's anything we should also be including on our list of things around our hydration?
Yeah. So sunlight, red light, that is really important for helping our cells to uptake and utilize, actually charge the cells, and so that we're adequately hydrated. Sunlight is essential for that. So if biohackers are using red light therapy, yeah, that's great. It does help with helping to charge everything inside the body so that our mitochondria and the cells are able to do what they need to do. But I just did an interview actually with my friend Matt Maruka. He is like the light guy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
his Instagram, I think, is like the light diet or something.
Yes.
Like the diet of ingesting light. And so we had the most fun conversation talking about
light. Sure. So, fascinating.
Yeah. He's like the expert on that. And, but I have really come up with these pillars of modern wellness. They're these 9 pillars that are required to be well in the modern world, because we live in a world right now that's unique, that people weren't living in 100 years ago, right? We have all of this dirty EMF that we're exposed to. We have limited amount of minerals in our food. We're not going outside as much as we used to. We're indoors more. We're sedentary. We're not moving as much as we did back then. So what it took to be healthy 100 years ago is different. So in this modern world that we're in right now, one of my pillars is sunlight. And so if we don't have enough sunlight, we are not going to be adequately hydrated, or we are going to get that water into our system, but we won't have that electrical charge for it to be able to be activated. So the sunlight activates hydration and is essential for it. And I love red light therapy, because most of us aren't going out as the sun's rising and getting that red light. And then, and you know, the sunrise and the sunset are the most powerful times to be in the sun. We don't necessarily want to be sitting in the sun. Well, I don't think that it's good to sit in the sun right at noon, you know, when the sun's like straight over your head. It's great to do it when the sun's rising and setting at night, and to get that in the back of your retina as well, to look at the sunrise and the sunset. That's super healing.
Oh, so great. Oh my God. We're so aligned, and such a wonderful lifestyle to shift into. I that's why I think initially when people might hear of some of these things, it might occur as, oh my God, such work, so many things to do. But once you tap into this, it's the feeling. I always say it's like you get addicted to feeling good. And then suddenly it's not worth like that cost that you were, the analogy of kind of the cost benefit. It's just not worth some of those things that mainstream kind of status quo would have us, you know, hearkening to. So really, really great stuff. Couple questions too. I have a lot of clients that are coming to sleep as a skill, and we are working with contrast therapy. So cold therapy and heat therapy, and it's a lot of hydrotherapy essentially in order to get that. So it might be if they don't have access to saunas, utilizing hot baths, cold baths, showers, what have you. But the challenge being that so many people are in wherever they're in, high-rise apartments, all of these places that might not be as conducive to the ability to have a whole water system available. Can they at least begin, do you recommend at least beginning on outfitting all of your kind of faucets and what have you with filters? Or is that sort of, you know, just kind of throwing a just a little, is it going to make a real lasting difference? What are your thoughts on some of that?
I'm really glad that you brought that up, Molly, because there are a lot of filters on the market that are something that you can attach to your shower head or your bathtub. And I'm going to tell you that there is no filter that you can attach to your shower head that will work effectively because it's passing through too quickly.
Yes.
So those don't work. Robert Slovak is a good friend of mine, and he's done a lot of research on this, and he is a strong advocate in saying that these do not work. You're wasting your money because of the time that it's taking. So when you have a water filtration system, it's able to go through the whole process and sit there and take its time to filter the water. But when you have it going through a shower head, it's just like passing through in like a matter of seconds, right?
It doesn't
filter everything, all the contaminants. There's actually, gosh, I can't remember the specific contaminant. I'm going to have to look it up and get back to you. But
sure.
There's a specific chemical that's in a lot of the water that is causing birth defects, as well as causing a lot of women not to be able to get pregnant. And this is in the water. And a lot of the filtration companies are saying that it's being filtered through these water filters, and it's just not. So there is a YouTube show. There's a YouTube webinar that I did with Robert Slovak, and we went into depth on this. Great. And it's on my YouTube channel on Tracy Dews. If you just look up Tracy Dews on YouTube, you'll see it. And we go into depth about these shower filters.
Oh, wow. Okay. Really, really great. And one of the things that I'm getting with you is just some of the importance of really, one, committing to this lifestyle around thinking differently, putting a little more depth into our understanding of our hydration, and maybe even making some of those challenging choices around proper investments in our health and well-being, whether it relates to the sourcing of your water and or really evaluating if the space that you're in is conducive to the high levels of health and well-being that you're looking to achieve. And so maybe some of these current dwellings in, you know, whether it's a big city or what have you, some of these apartment buildings, really thinking twice about what's the setup is there, and as much as you can shift that and or maybe choosing elsewhere if that's, you know, really the hard choice to make.
Your environment is huge. I mean, it is a huge part of your health, your external environment as well as your internal mental environment. I would say those are two of the biggest things that can greatly impact our health. My own personal story is a huge testimony to that. And I think it's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about teaching about water and the vibration of water and the vibration of our thoughts and how important they are, because it can literally transmute your health from being very sick, going down the rabbit hole, having all of your labs completely coming backwards, like just one thing leading to another, to changing your thoughts and changing your water and having everything start to go into centropy and upgrade as opposed to entropy. It's amazing how it sounds so simple, and it really is simple, but how it can change everything in your life. And I just want everybody to know that it doesn't have to be hard. Health does not have to be hard. There is hope. And the hope starts within you. The hope starts with your thoughts. The hope starts with your perception, the way you look at the world, the way you look mostly, the way you look at yourself, the way you see your own self, the way you receive yourself, the way you love yourself. That is going to make the most impact on everything in your life. And once we can get that, then I think that's where the world's going to start to change.
Oh, I love that. No, this is making me so happy because part of the reason I started Sleep as a Skill in the first place was really solving my own problem from when I had a whole real breakdown around my sleep and I just wasn't sleeping and the journey that I went through during that. And I think one of the most important lessons that I came to is exactly what you're sharing. And I think we have to be almost reminded of that on a daily basis or could be having the opportunity to remind, oh, right, it comes from within. And that's such a great foundational place to begin. Oh, so I could talk to you all day. I love your energy and commitment. And I'm clear that anyone listening to this is absolutely going to want to know more about how they can go deeper with you on these topics that you're really opening up for us. So what are some of the ways that people can, I know you mentioned the YouTube channel. I had found you or been connected with you on Instagram. You got a lot on there. You've got so much as far as resources, a sanctuary. Share with us what are some of the best ways to stay connected.
Yeah, so I'm really active on Instagram if you want to connect with me there. I'm doing a lot of posts. I also have my own podcast, which is called The Hydrate Podcast. Hydrate with Tracy Dews is the podcast. We post something every week, every Friday morning at 7 a.m. We have a new show coming out and it has everything to do with hydration and just health and wellness, how to be well in the modern world. If you want to reach out to me, you can also go to my website at tracydews.com. That's spelled T-R-A-C-Y and then D-U-H-S.
So great. Yes, absolutely. And definitely check out her podcast. So, I mean, I'm sure you've got the sense that there's so much more. I mean, beautiful person externally and also internally of all that you're sharing, all the knowledge and all the passion that you're putting into this. So much can be discovered on that podcast. And I'll also be checking out that YouTube. So we'll make sure we have links to all that you shared in here. So thank you just so much for your time, for sharing your passion on this way of living. It's really making a difference.
Thank you for having me on your show, Molly. I feel so honored. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Absolutely. You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.